Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are alive. We're going right to the lines. I'm going to take you in order, and do not hang up. I will get to you. We'll start out with Wisco Paul, my friend. Wisco Paul, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Matt. I'll start out with the bad and then with the good, and I'll make it quick. I've been to Tennessee several times, Chattanooga, Memphis on the Mississippi, and Nashville as a must-see. I wouldn't want to live there right now because as a kid, I had mumps, chicken pox, measles. It's real. It was not fun. I also knew some, well, just one particular kid that had polio. It was very serious things. And I vaccinated all my kids and never had to go through any of that. And I also know two people that were severely sick with COVID. It's not a joke. So I do not understand the people in Tennessee. It's mind-boggling, and I could see why you're upset about it, because I guess right now I wouldn't go to Nashville, Memphis, or Chattanooga. They're beautiful places in the Smoky Mountains. But, hey, I'm going to go to the good thing, and this is the Milwaukee Bucks last night. Was just simply amazing. The crowd outside the Pfizer Center and the crowd inside, the celebrities, the basically showing off Milwaukee. They took a place that was in disrepair, and my hats are off to the Bucks owners. It's just a simply an amazing thing that's going on, and Milwaukee can hold its head high because it, and then when you watch the crowd, it's of all different diversity out there. I mean, it's not, it's like it's just an amazing thing. And this morning, you live in Milwaukee, you can be so proud of the Bucks, even if they don't win the championship. And one of the things that I was a kid, I remember 71, and he was Lou Alcindor at the time, and then, of course, John McLaughlin and the Big O. So kudos to the Bucks. You've done more for that area than anybody can think of, and that's not a knock on Herb Cole. Thanks for taking my call, and I can't understand Tennessee. Have a good day, man.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah, let me just briefly respond to that. I am ecstatic about this. The law firm that I work for, that I'm retired from, represented the Bucks and represented them when Herb bought. Herb is the foundation of their resurgence. Herb was the guy there when Giannis Antetokounmpo came. By Herb buying it back in the 1980s, he kept it from being sold to Seattle or somewhere else. Herb Cole is the reason the Bucks are in Wisconsin, pure and simple. And when he sold it for what turns out to be a very low price. All of these things are going in the billions now. He got he just decided to sell it to people who would agree to keep it in Milwaukee. And then from the proceeds, he donated personally $100 million for the new arena. Herb Cole is one of the major philanthropists in Wisconsin. He was a great senator, great civic guy, and great Bucks owner, and he laid the groundwork. We have Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know, we have Chris Middleton. Now, yes, we have Drew Holiday and Porter and all these guys and Porters, and they're great guys. Thank God, 2-2, going back to Phoenix, polish them off. We are going to win the championship. Look, we got to win one in Phoenix. It's either going to be this coming one or the last one. Polish them off. Polish them off. Well, you're in your sights. Luke, you are lurking. What's up, Luke?
For my sake and my anxiety, I really hope that they polish it, like they steal the first game in Phoenix. And
they got to do it.
Yeah, because
polish it off.
Wisco's right. It was a great game, but there was a lot of nervous energy for me. They were a couple points behind pretty much throughout. They kept doing runs to keep it together, and then that fourth quarter really. Chris Middleton owns the fourth quarter, and so when Chris kind of put it on, I was shocked that he had 40 points at the end of the night because it was a very quiet 40 points, but Chris looked fantastic. There was some questionable officiating on both sides, but I thought it was a great game, and for my anxiety, I really hope that we can do this Bucks in six.
I like certainty. I want to win next time.
Right, right.
Go Bucks.
I don't want to put it up to chance. I don't want it to
go to game seven. No,
let's do it in six.
Throughout most of my life, I've had Bucks season tickets, either a 10-pack or one time I had all game, 41. I can't go to 41 games, but this was terrific. Going back to the lines, David of Mequon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, David of Mequon?
Good morning. I'll talk about the Bucks and the vaccine here a little bit. With the vaccine, I just want to point out to you really quickly, you know, the FDA, if you go to the website, you know, Pfizer and the other one, well, the Johnson & Johnson, and of course there's Moderna, the vaccine was for emergency use in adolescents. And so there is a big difference between that and what we're talking about with like the mumps and the measles, which is not for emergency use. That's been fully vetted. And unfortunately, you know, I can understand though why some parents would be a little hesitant with the vaccine with the COVID, only because there has been some adverse reactions for kids. And kids that have been getting COVID, even if they got COVID, children, you know, much younger, the odds of them being okay are over 99%. It's the people from, you know, really 50 and up where you start running into some issues there. So I think there should be a clarification that the FDA still has not approved this like as a normal type of vaccination, like a measles or mumps. It's still technically for emergency use. And they're now studying for women to see if this is causing miscarriages. There's something going on with that. I was recently reading about that. That women are pregnant, that there might be an issue with miscarriages. That being said, on the good note end of things with the Bucks, I think they have to win the next game in Phoenix, because I do not want to have them go back there for game 7. I think it would be extremely difficult. And somehow, like you said, they got to polish them off. And I just really hope at the end of the day, Giannis didn't seem 100% himself last night like he did the previous two games. I'm not sure. He seemed like he was a little bit winded. I'm not sure if he... you know, I don't know if he was just tired or what have you, but he, with that block shot, that will go down as probably one of the best block shots in NBA history. If he doesn't get that block shot, who knows what would have happened at the end of the game. So that kind of overshadows what Middleton did, because it was a quiet 40 points, like Luke said. I mean, it's crazy to say it. You heard Booker should have been fouled out. And Booker, I mean, he was pretty amazing, but the fact that he was only 2 points less than Booker, I mean, I was, at the end of the game, I couldn't believe it. So,
well, let me tell you something, anyway. Then Luke wants to jump in, but I'll tell you this. I don't think there's any such thing as a quiet, that's like saying that a quiet Grand Slam home run in the bottom of the ninth to win the World Series. That ain't quiet. 40 points. All right, Luke.
I was just shocked. It was a steady 40 points. It was consistently just played well throughout the game. That's all what I meant by it was a quiet 40 points. But I mean, come on, David. Everybody, the emergency use for all the vaccines is currently that way. Everybody right now is designated emergency use. So I don't understand why there's a difference between children or myself as in my late 20s getting it. Like, it's the right thing to do. It's the way to protect our community. And I think that if a 17-year-old wants to go get vaccinated, they should be able to go get vaccinated. The state of Tennessee shouldn't be preventing all inoculation discussions now because people want to get vaccinated from COVID. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, wrap just as we go to the break, David, thank you for calling in. We're going to wrap up two things. One is, go Bucks. Yeah, I'd like to win in the next one, but remember, Brooklyn, he can go 7 and win. They can go 7 and win. And the second thing is, get a vaccine. Don't lie in a ventilator in North Dakota going, this is a lie, and then you croak, okay? We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.